The Olympics in D.C.? Well, it could happen in a bit more than a decade. The district, among a number of cities, considering a bid for the 2024 Summer Games. But is that a good idea? Joining us live with his take on it, Clinton Yates, Express local news editor and columnist for Root D.C. So what do you think? This is big exposure. We considered it before, worked on a bid. Is it a good idea to jump in again?
This is a no-brainer to me. You have to take this opportunity. People talk all the time, mayors of this city, about wanting to be a world-class city and so forth. Nothing says world-class like the Olympics. That's what they hand the medals out for.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, if you consider yourself to be an up-and-coming place, regionally and otherwise, you have to make an attempt at this, if nothing else, to show that you're doing something for a purpose. I know that the Olympics don't justify everything, but what are we talking about? It's the world's biggest show. Why not give it a shot?
Well, people who live and work here might have a different opinion because obviously it brings up a lot of issues and most of them revolve around transportation, getting in and around the city and trying to conduct your normal day-to-day life. What about that aspect of it?
I'm sorry, the D.C. area has the worst congestion in the country, as is. Is it going to get worse? Is it really going to be any worse? No. I mean, you know, it's not something that I think makes life that much appreciably more problematic. And it's a goal worth moving towards. Listen, the Silver Line is coming. The connectivity of the region is something that is going to improve over time. Mm-hmm. And if you have a goal to which you're doing it for, I'm not really sure that it's reasonable to just say, you know what, I don't want to deal with it. What do you want to deal with if you don't want to deal with things potentially getting better? I'm not sure I understand that logic.
Really? So, because think about it. When the Nationals and the Redskins happen to be playing at the same time, it's a headache getting anywhere. It's a nightmare. So imagine with all of these different events happening from Baltimore through
potentially Richmond,
the D.C. area, all the way down to Richmond, you're not moving.
No, you're not moving. But I mean,
are we taking 2 weeks off from work?
I mean, that could be something. But you also get to say, hey, I remember what my life was like when the Olympics were in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you all are familiar with anybody who's had that happen, but it's cool. People like it. I mean, there's a reason why people bid. And I think it's because it brings something to your city civically. And don't get me wrong, this is not just a D.C. thing. I mean, we're talking about, it would be great to have aquatic events in Annapolis, equestrian events in Loudoun County, mm-hmm. things up to Baltimore, down to Richmond, potentially. I just think that for a regional sense, it would be really, really uplifting. Can you imagine if they got the Olympics go-go in the opening ceremonies? I mean, there would be things about it that you can't just sort of obviously name that I think people would like. And you think that's something you have to hone in on when you think about what the purpose is.
Yeah, you can't really discount the motivation factor for bringing the community together.
Exactly. And again, I know it sounds basic, but the cool factor is major. You get the Olympics and it's something that you can say, hey, you know what? We did this. We did this as a region. We did this as a city. We did it as a people. And we put on a good show. The last two Olympics in this country haven't gone so well in terms of what we've put on as a show. And I think if we could, as a city, find a way to do that these days, it would be tremendous.
The London Games, by all accounts, extremely successful, but they cost taxpayers their $13.6 billion.
I'd pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. It's worth the money, in my opinion. It's the world's show, and why not have it right here in our backyard?
It'll be an interesting discussion to see where local leaders fall on this. Clinton, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Clinton.